take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
CannabisRadio.com presents The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Hey, this is great, man. Well, on the
earth. Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Oh, my goodness. Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Friday, May 20th, 2016, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Sorry I'm late, everybody, but I literally just ran in from the White House. We were in front of the White House on H Street. The 520 protest is going down right now. The D.C. cannabis campaign was down there. Adam Eidinger, Dana Beal came down from New York. I ran into Chris Goldstein and N.A. Poe from Philly. Lots of national activists down there. I even got a chance to talk in front of the gathered crowd in front of the White House. It's been a hectic day today. Originally, this was planned to be a die-in on Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House gates with the plan on people getting arrested and everything. The idea being a protest on 520, which is Harry J. Anslinger's birthday. It's the 142nd anniversary of Harry J. Anslinger's birthday. And the Weed for Warriors project was out there as well. They were with their protest signs showing that, you know, we've got 22 veterans a day who are committing suicide. And that's 22 too many. And it's probably an undercount because I don't believe that Florida and Texas and California are in that count. We got interviews with a lot of people down there at the event. And I, like I said, I just came in. So I'm still kind of even unpacking them from the recorder. So it's going to be a little bit raw. We'll get through it as best we can. Also coming up on today's show, very important show for those of you looking for legalization in the Golden State of California. We've got Mickey Norris and Lauren Vasquez joining us, both of them representing the Adult Use of Marijuana Act. We're going to do two segments with them starting at half past to give their take on why we need to support the Adult Use of Marijuana Act in California, why it's so crucial. So that's coming up on the show as well. In hour two, I'll bring you more of that protest and my speech from the protest as soon as I can get it unpacked. But right now, we're going to take a break because I got to catch my breath, and we've got to get some of these files unpacked. But coming up next, we've got the Cannabis Radio News. In the headlines today, we're going to take you to Washington, D.C., where our veterans got some measure of protection and help from the Congress today. In Rhode Island, they've added PTSD to their medical marijuana. There's another ruling in Michigan on their dispensaries. In Canada, in Toronto, they're looking at shutting down some dispensaries. We've got a case of an IRS agent getting busted for a pot bribe in Seattle. We've got a bad prison guard in Montana smuggling meth and marijuana. And we go to Florida, where PolitiFact rates the anti-Measure 2 ads. Whew.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
How high do you like your profit margin?
CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
Hello and welcome all you high-flying, die-trying, roll-a-Philly-blunt-for-your-friend-hemsters, every roach-smoking bong-token, however you get your THC can-enthusiasts, all you rebels, individualistic originals, and outside-the-box ganja warriors, you chunky monkey, Cherry Garcia, munchy-loving hemsters, all you captive earth surfers, astral travelers, and ganja-loving connoisseurs, all you high-flying, wide-smiling, ganja-rific cannabophiles, welcome to everyone except Donald Trump supporters, because that's how I really feel.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman, only on CannabisRadio.com.
You're not high. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment.
Okay, maybe you're high too.
Don't want to spend money on a night out, but don't know what to do other than watching TV or playing video games? Consider playing guitar, bass, banjo, or mandolin. The instrument will give you hours of entertainment with friends with minimal expense. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis at 120 Northwest 2nd Street today, or check out its inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com.
It's time for the Cannabis Radio News. Covering the latest headlines in consumer cannabis, medical marijuana, and industrial hemp. Cannabis Radio News is now available exclusively at CannabisRadio.com. Now your marijuana headlines in 4 minutes and 20 seconds. This is Cannabis Radio News.
This is your Cannabis Radio News for Friday, May 20th, 2016. Washington, D.C. The U.S. Senate has approved an appropriations bill, 89-8, that includes a provision to allow Veterans Administration doctors to recommend medical marijuana in the states that have approved it. The Senate's action follows yesterday's vote by the House approving the Blumenauer Amendment to remove the gag order on VA doctors when it comes to medical marijuana recommendations. However, the spending bill risks a veto from President Obama, who has said it would reject it if it came with ideological riders. The bill also contains funding for fighting the Zika virus, relaxed rules for commercial drivers covered by the Department of Transportation, and restrictions on how the administration can deal with the prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. Providence, Rhode Island. The Rhode Island Senate has passed a bill that would approve the use of marijuana to treat post-traumatic stress. The legislation passed by a 36-0 vote on Thursday. Senator Stephen Archambault, a Smithfield Democrat, introduced the bill that would make PTSD another one of the debilitating medical conditions that qualify an adult patient to use medical marijuana. Several states have passed or are considering similar measures aimed at helping military veterans struggling to manage anxiety, insomnia, and other ailments. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs doesn't allow doctors to prescribe marijuana, citing the lack of research about whether it's effective in treating PTSD. The legislation now moves to the House of Representatives. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Another appeals court ruling in Michigan has affirmed that medical marijuana dispensaries are illegal under state law. Under the ruling, it appears that the only way that medical marijuana patients can get their medicine is by either growing it themselves or getting it from an approved caregiver who can serve no more than 5 patients. The case involved 2 West Michigan men who operate a dispensary who say they will take their case to the Michigan Supreme Court. Toronto, Canada. Landlords of medical marijuana dispensaries in Toronto are being given 3 days to shut down or face stiff fines. There are at least 75 dispensaries operating in Toronto, and as of Wednesday, police had delivered warnings to 20 of them. Some dispensary owners are disputing the city's authority to have them shuttered, noting that the Charter of Rights and Freedoms should protect them for the delivery of cannabis to medical users. Seattle, Washington. A former Seattle IRS agent convicted of taking a $20,000 pot bribe from a medical marijuana dispensary owner has been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. Federal prosecutors said that after Paul G. Hurley audited Have a Heart Compassion Care in Seattle last year, he told its owner, Ryan Kunkel, that he had saved him $1 million, and then rubbed his fingers together. Kunkel agreed to pay him $20,000, but then went to authorities, who arrested the agent in a sting operation last September. In February, a jury convicted Hurley of receiving a bribe. U.S. District Judge John C. Conower sentenced him on Friday. The U.S. Attorney's Office sought a 7-year prison term. In a sentencing memo, prosecutors called Hurley's actions, quote, an affront to the United States, the IRS, and all law-abiding taxpayers, end quote. Hurley's attorneys sought a 1-year term. Helena, Montana.
A Montana state prison guard has been accused of smuggling methamphetamine and marijuana into the prison in exchange for cash. A federal grand jury indicted Martin Reap on conspiracy, drug possession, drug distribution, and bribery charges earlier this month. The case against him was unsealed on Thursday. The indictment alleges that Reap conspired with unnamed inmates to smuggle the drugs into the Deer Lodge prison for distribution to other inmates between February 2015 and last month. In return, Reap allegedly received more than $5,000 from others who participated in the drug smuggling conspiracy. Orlando, Florida. Opponents of Florida's Amendment 2, the ballot measure for medical marijuana legalization, have released an attack ad that PolitiFact has rated as half true. In the ad, No on Amendment 2 forces claim that the initiative will create, quote, almost 2,000 pot shops in Florida, more pot shops than Walmart and Walgreens combined, end quote, and imply that the Florida medical marijuana program would end up like California's loosely regulated system. The estimate comes from the analysis provided by the Department of Health in 2015. They estimate Florida would have over 440,000 qualifying patients and 1,993 dispensaries. While that's far more than Walmart's and Walgreens in Florida combined, the estimate is highly exaggerated. This has been your Cannabis Radio News for Friday, May 20th, 2016. I'm Russ Belville.
Seed to sale, clicks to conversions, and more. You're listening to the Cannabis Radio Network.
Dr. Dabber, hurry! Its temperature is shooting past 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's burning up.
I'm afraid for this little guy, it's just too late.
What caused the problem?
Only Dr. Dabber can maintain the perfect temperature for a smooth-tasting, slower burn. This standard vaporizer lost all of its health benefits, sending it up in smoke.
So you're telling me that most vapor pens burn so hot they produce smoke, not vapor?
Correct. Keep away from those standard vaporizer pens and turn to Dr. Dabber. Doctor's orders.
Less heat, more flavor.
Normal stands for Responsible Adult Cannabis Use. If cannabis use is causing problems in your life, consider taking a break or seeking medical assistance. Consider ceasing cannabis use if you have a family history of mental illness. Don't drive or operate heavy machinery while impaired by cannabis use. Cannabis use is not without risks, even though the risks are far less than those posed by legal drugs.
You're not high. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
I do not like them, Sam. I am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
Okay. Maybe you're high, too.
Are you playing an acoustic guitar but want to be louder without an amp? Try a resonator guitar. The fingerboard extension has National Resophonic and other resonators, square necks and round necks. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension downtown Corvallis at 120 Northwest 2nd Street today, or check out its inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com. Go wild hog in the woods.
Activism begins with ACT. The Russ Belville Show features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's activist agenda.
Today in the activist agenda, we take you to true activism happening just an hour ago right in front of the White House. My raw audio from the protest taking place right now.
I gotta get a selfie.
Check out the roof.
I gotta get a selfie with my favorite two pot smoker cripples.
That makes me feel good.
Reunited.
Get puff on that. Yo, Paul.
Well,
like while we're here,
Portland.
Time to smoke,
I guess. I kind of live on the road now.
Good. You like it?
Yeah, it's all right. I'm getting a lot of stuff for the show.
Sure.
Next week I'm in
my next massive episode.
Legal seminar go to.
I have a pretty decent summer, so I'm trying to gear up and like get it together.
You want to talk a little bit about it?
Sure.
Hey everyone, Radical Russ here in front of the White House, or at least as close as we can get. There's been kind of a shooting incident, and they've closed off Lafayette Park and Pennsylvania Avenue. But we're here with the D.C. Cannabis Campaign. They're having the Harry J. Anslinger 520 protest, and noting the fact that we have an epidemic of veteran suicides. Lots of great activists here. I see Dana Beal. Chris Goldstein is passing me a joint. And right here we've got N.A. Poe. How you doing, Poe?
I'm doing good, Russ. It's nice to be down here in D.C., in the land of legal weed, our nation's capital.
Yeah, it is. How are things going for you? I know that you had all those protest situations. Are you off probation? Is everything cool now?
Yeah, everything's cool. I've had about a year and a half of getting used to marijuana again. Chris Goldstein is trying to get used to it. It was funny. When he first got high again, he was just sitting in a chair like this.
I'll tell you what. The first joint I smoked, I laughed for an hour straight. I mean, it really was like a whole hour laughing at what we had done. Honestly, you know what I mean? The absurdity that the National Park Service actually has green riot gear. It always gets me every single time.
And we have a lot of cannabis freedom in Philly now, and that's great. And it was great to link up with DCMJ down here because they're taking the fight to the belly of the beast here, and that's great. And you have legal weed in the nation's capital. That's a good enough reason to very least to schedule marijuana. And, you know, being able to get on the highway 2 hours, smoke a couple joints, come here, meet up with national activists trying to make a national impact to change our country for the better. I'm proud to be a part of it, and there's a lot of great people here today, Russ.
You know, this event here, this 520 celebration, this follows previous protests that the DCMJ have done here, the famous 51-foot joint.
Yeah, it was great.
They got a meeting with somebody at the White House. Do you know much about that or how that turned out?
Well, I heard that they didn't get the level of meeting that they want, which is also part of the reason that they're here. But I just love we live in a country now where direct action concerning cannabis has no repercussions. Russ, when I came down here and smoked a bone in front of the White House, I knew the war was over. We have to figure out how we're going to glide on home. And, you know, I think that by getting together...
Yo, Adrian, it's me, Rocky.
Oh, that sound means that it's 20 after, and that means it's 4:20 in the Mountain Time Zone. We'll be back with N.A. Poe and Chris Goldstein, two of my heroes who got arrested for smoking a joint at the Liberty Bell, of all things. Plus, my speech will be coming up sometime in that as well. I don't know if we'll get to it in the first hour or the second hour. And at the half past, we got Mickey Norris and Warren Vasquez on the Adult Use of Marijuana Act.
Every strain, every sale, every medical study. Keep it right here on the Cannabis Radio Network.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestea trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
You're going to be a...
great granddad.
Pretty cool.
Morgan is Ray Dawn's son. Morgan and his wife, Tracy, they've been trying to have a baby for quite some time. Did you hear what I said to Morgan?
What?
Do you know who the father is?
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
You're not high. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
We need to build a wall.
Okay, maybe you're high too.
With over 6 years of experience in the industry, New Era CPAs is one of the nation's leading cannabis accounting firms, helping hundreds of growers, dispensaries, and ancillary companies with their tax, legal, and business strategies. New Era CPAs offices cover the West Coast from Seattle to San Diego, and their skilled team is always available to help you take your business to the next level. Visit neweracpas.com for more info and set up a consultation. Welcome to the new era.
activism begins with ACT. The Russ Belville Show features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's activist agenda.
All right, we return to the front of Lafayette Park off of H Street here in Washington, D.C. There was a shooting incident today near the White House, so the Secret Service have Pennsylvania Avenue and Lafayette Park completely blocked off, but we did manage to have a protest on H Street. It's still going on right now. They're doing a die-in. They started at 6 o'clock, and they've got people lying on the sidewalks feigning death for 22 minutes to signify the 22 veterans who commit suicide every day in this country. I ran into lots of great activists there. My good friend Chris Goldstein was there, and his compatriot N.A. Poe. They both made their way in from Philly. We were talking to N.A. when we got interrupted for our 20 after break. Let's go back to N.A. Poe in Washington, D.C.
Which is also part of the reason that they're here. But I just love we live in a country now where direct action concerning cannabis has no repercussions. Russ, when I came down here and smoked a bone in front of the White House, I knew the war was over. We have to figure out how we're going to glide on home. And, you know, I think that by getting together here at the nation's capital with the kind of activists that we have here, it's making a message. And look, it's leading to things. A couple joints outside the White House, next thing you know, you're taking pictures inside of it. So I'm excited to see where this leads, and I hope that we can get it wrapped up before Obama gets out of office. Because who the hell knows what's going to happen after that? We might all be in FEMA camps, Ross.
You never know. There are marijuana flags, U.S. flags with the pot leaves kind of on them. The black and green and white are showing. The DCMJ are here in their caps. We've got, four or five joints that are being passed around right now. Some media that are starting to pay attention. I see a couple of guys taking out recorders and getting some interview topics here. So lots happening here with N.A. Poe and Chris Goldstein here at the 5/20 protest, Harry J. Anslinger's birthday.
Look at those snipers there, Russ.
Yeah, I was looking at the snipers up on the White House roof.
Those guys are ready to go.
Hi, snipers.
Hi, snipers. Don't shoot me. I got shot at by snipers in Iraq. I did five tours in Iraq with the State Department.
Tell folks your name.
My name is Gabriel Chorno. I'm an attorney, and I was sent over to Iraq at 40 years old with 3 weeks of training at the Foreign Service Institute and embedded with the Combat Battalion, the 4th Infantry, at FOB Falcon in Baghdad Province. After 4 months of visiting four courts in Baghdad, I was summoned to the embassy to Ambassador Crocker's office to brief him on the state of the civil court system in Iraq. I'd seen four courts, and I was the expert in civil law in Iraq, and I knew then that we were doomed.
Yeah.
So I, subsequent to that, did four more tours. I was the deputy director of the legislative office of the embassy, and then I was the counselor to the advisor to the economic minister counselor, very high level, a State Department diplomat for hire. And then I was working for the Commerce Department, direct hire. After the drawdown, I stayed a year after, and it got increasingly hard to do our jobs and get out of the embassy. Diplomatic security was risk-averse to getting us out to do our jobs. We also had been funding the Sunnis, the Sons of Iraq, and we left them high and dry, and that was the creation of ISIS on the ground in Iraq. I saw it happen. I also saw pallets of cash delivered to Iraqi sheikhs so they wouldn't shoot at us for 4 months. I saw a general build a Ferris wheel in Baghdad.
What?
Yes. Okay. Hearts and minds. Yeah. Hearts and minds. I did a tour getting shot at by snipers. I was hit by an IED, but I'm not a veteran. I was a diplomat for hire. It was called a 3161. I came home, was diagnosed with PTSD, and the government threw me away. I've been hospitalized by my family, committed against my will, incarcerated because I use cannabis. And I've been put on conditional discharge in New Jersey because I chose to use my medicine and I got caught with it. Crossing the border from Philadelphia, decriminalized into New Jersey, which is, as you know, illegal.
Quite.
And I had a joint on me. So they decided, and I've had top secret clearances for 15 years. I had to make the choice, do I ruin my career or do I suck it up and take the punishment and get it expunged? That was the choice I've been forced to make, and stop using my medicine saves my life every day for the last 2 years. This is the condition and the situation. They put us in, civilian and vets.
Yeah.
You know, there's no difference. I've been tortured as much as any vet, but I'm not in the VA system, which is a blessing and a curse, to be quite honest. They're not murdering me, but I have no insurance and I take care of myself. I decided to heal myself illegally until they told me stop. And honestly, it saved my life. And I'm here on behalf of veterans because 16 soldiers put themselves between me and a bullet every day because that was their duty. I was their package. And I'm alive because of it, and I owe my life to them because of it. And I will fight to my dying breath to pay them back.
So this is what this protest is all about, is the fact that I mean, we just recently had the House and the Senate vote for the Blumenauer Amendment to allow doctors to recommend
medical
marijuana.
That's a huge step in the right direction. Huge. But that's half the country. What about the other half?
Right.
What about the vets? It's a national issue. We got to address this nationally. That's why we say deschedule. Rescheduling will put it right in the hands of pharma, big pharma. And it's more pills. We don't. This is a plant that's given to us by God. There is medicine behind it, but ultimately, when I smoke a joint, I feel better. Easy as that.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be more complicated than that.
Right.
They want to make it, and okay, I'll take good medicine, but you know, one step at a time. Home grow is what all the vets need, and we deserve it. Stop calling us liars when we tell you this is our medicine.
Well put. Do you have any websites or contact you want to tell people about?
Law Office of Gabriel Chiorno in Pennsylvania. I'm a Pennsylvania advocate. Proud, born and raised in Pennsylvania. We got the law passed there. It's on to national descheduling. But, you know, I'm hoping that cannabis saves my career like it saves my life. I'm betting on it.
Right on.
And you know what? Come talk to me. I'm here.
Spell your last name for the people looking you up.
Chorno. Excuse my voice a little hoarse.
No problem.
I smoke
we've
a lot.
All right. Thank you for everything you've done.
Thanks,
and
Ross.
For standing
thank
up
you.
For the veterans. We
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.
Like I say, the protest is going on here at the
security. The security zone will not dampen our protest today.
That's right.
No matter what happens in a security situation, protests must go on in Washington, D.C.
So I saw you.
So that's Chris Goldstein joining me there on the microphone. He was there as well. He is there. They're still down there. N.A. Poe, we spoke to him earlier. And thanks to Mr. Cherno there for the his testimony about being in Iraq. Oh, my goodness. Hey, stay tuned. Our very, very important interview is coming up next. Mickey Norris and Lauren Vasquez will be talking to them about the Adult Use of Marijuana Act and debunking some of the scaremongering when we return.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
We have your smoking section right here. This is the Cannabis Radio Network.
Ganjapreneur.com, your guide to the cannabis business world. Ganjapreneur.com is a comprehensive resource for cannabis professionals and entrepreneurs. Download the Ganjapreneur app on your smartphone or tablet to catch up on cannabis industry news, scroll through our daily job listings, and learn about successful cannabis companies, executives, and investors. Ganjapreneur.com, helping Ganjapreneurs grow.
It's time for cannabis facts about Alzheimer's from Robert Platshorn's thesilvertour.org. This message is supported by our donors and Hemp Inc., a public company poised to lead America's hemp revolution at hempinc.com. A new Florida study in the journal Molecular and Cellular Neuroscience found that cannabis promotes the growth of healthy new brain tissue. It can slow the effects of Alzheimer's and may, in fact, be able to halt it entirely. A long-term study by Ohio State University's Professor Gary Wenk concludes that people who regularly use marijuana get Alzheimer's at a much lower rate than others. This was Cannabis Facts from thesilvertour.org, an educational nonprofit supported by our donors and Hemp Inc., a public company poised to lead America's hemp revolution at hempinc.com.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation, only on cannabisradio.com.
The Russ Belville Show is proudly sponsored by the Marijuana Business Association. The MJBA, called by NBC News the Cannabis Chamber of Commerce, is the fastest growing business association in the fastest growing industry in America. I've been working with the MJBA for years, and I personally invite you to join the MJBA. MJBA also publishes the popular MJ Headline News on Facebook and the MJNewsNetwork.com, and Marijuana Channel 1 on YouTube. Visit MJBA.net for more details.
The cannabis community is a diverse set of people from all walks of life, conservative and liberal, black and white, straight and gay, rich and poor, and everyone in between. Learn more about the people we are freeing from adult cannabis prohibition in our Cannabis Community Chat.
Today in the Cannabis Community Chat, we're scheduled to speak with Lauren Vasquez, my fired-up lawyer, and Mickey Norris, who's a longtime California activist, both of them involved with the Adult Use of Marijuana Act. You can find out more about that at letsgetitrightca.org. But as I keep dialing out to them, the number just keeps coming back and saying it's busy. So I've sent them our studio call-in number, and hopefully they'll get on the line and be able to talk to us soon. In the meantime, we'll take you back to Washington, D.C., just an hour ago in front of the White House as the D.C. cannabis campaign stood out front protesting for President Obama to deschedule marijuana and to demonstrate the fact that 22 of our veterans are committing suicide every day. The Weed for Warriors Project was out there as well, and the folks behind POW 420 were there, as was Ann Armstrong from the Healing Church. It was good to see Reverend Ann. So lots to get to, and I can't exactly tell you where we're at in this because we're doing this all live, raw audio. I literally ran off the street to come do the show. But I do believe we're going to speak with one of the protesters and then Adam Eidinger. Then you'll hear Dana Beal give his speech and then my speech coming up right now.
You're speaking to somebody recording you. Is that a student or?
No, she's a local reporter. I actually didn't catch her outlet. She said, I think it's like the city paper down here. So who've been, they had an article out today as well. But yeah, I mean, that's what's cool about being out here. I mean, we did the same thing in Philly. It's like, why not? It's great to see the local DC activists take on national reform because, quite frankly, that is, as you know, I mean, that's like the dearth of activism in this country. Nobody's focused on changing federal law. These Congress members of Congress get off easy. We come at them maybe once or twice a year, you know, whereas the state and local legislators get it like every stinking day, you know. It's hilarious, really, in a way.
Great protest. Let's see if we can get some more voices for us to talk to. Anybody want to talk to us about the protest? Tell us why you're here.
Radical Russ, I'm here because I'm Brandon Wyatt, and this is Weed for Warriors.
Brandon, so good to meet you.
Very nice to meet you, sir.
Corresponded online, never had a chance to meet you in person.
Awesome, awesome. Well, it was great to meet you, too. I mean, we're out here today because we have to take a stand. We had great, great progress yesterday with the passage of the VA appropriations bill. However, we have to realize that that bill, once again, on the face is discriminatory. I'll never treat a veteran different. We're not going to treat veterans across the state differently. We didn't fight for state to state. We fought for the whole country. So to say that the states that don't have medical marijuana should be treated differently for the states that do is wrong. Now, what we have here is an academic question. We asked the federal government, we asked the president, who's the only one can resolve this issue. As an attorney, I feel pretty keen on saying it. How do we resolve a conflict between the federal government and the states? Well, that's clearly written in the Constitution, the federal government trumps. But we don't want to force the states to do anything. We want to make sure that the federal government can take care of its workforce that created this injury in. So by decriminalizing marijuana on a federal level, it allows states to dictate how they run their medical program, but the VA can do its job and make sure that we're taken care of. Now, hopefully that leads the way to the charge for all disabled people. That's the ultimate goal. All disabled people should not be treated differently or unfairly because they consume cannabis to save their life or to help with their treatment. But that's the case right now. So we're out here fighting and representing our country once again and never leaving a troop behind. 22 a day is way too many.
Yeah, and of course, we hear that statistic a lot, 22 per day. And I think it's an undercount because we don't have any stats from, they don't count California and Florida and Texas, I think, in those stats.
California, Florida, and Texas. Doesn't that sound like the super delegation? So they don't want to tell us how many of me died there. No, that's wrong.
So the hashtag here is deschedule 420 and hashtag Harry's, H-A-R-R-Y-S 520. That's the anniversary of the birth, 124th anniversary of the birth of Harry J. Anslinger.
That is his birthday, and we will not show any disrespect to him on this day, but we must make sure we use every opportunity to realize where bad policy exists and where we should be progressing as a country.
All right. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Because we're protesting almost 80 years of racist laws against marijuana. And it's a serious thing to call something racist. I know that. And it's even more serious if you're a white guy saying it. But here we are in front of the White House after an emergency, and we're still going to speak out regardless of what happened during that emergency today, because that's what we have to do. Life goes on, democracy goes on.
Yep.
and the protest has to go on. I'm sorry, people are here. So we mean no disrespect to the stressful day that the officers have had today, and we've noticed that there's quite a buffer between us right now, and it's going to stay that way. The organizers of this protest have decided that rather than force an arrestable situation on top of a very stressful day for the Secret Service and the police in this area, that we're not going to lay in the street in front of the gate of the White House today. We are going to lay right here on the sidewalk. Woo! Woo! And we're going to do that at 6 o'clock. Between now and then, we're going to have speakers, and we're going to talk about what this protest is all why we're here, really. But we are going to do a die-in, and we're going to do it for 22 minutes here on the sidewalk. But we most likely won't be arrested, although you could be. Depends on the mood of the police. But I don't think they want to make arrests right now. And we're saying we're not going to go and lay down on the front gates of the White House like we promised. We're saying instead, we recognize what happened today was really stressful, and we don't have to pile onto that. And we want you to take this as sort of an olive branch back to the president, that we're not trying to make your life miserable. We're just desperate. People are desperate for these laws to change. I'm hearing stories from states where marijuana is still not legal in some form, and it's a nightmare what's happening to people on a regular basis. People are increasingly seeking out cannabis, and they're using it for medicinal purposes, and they're getting a lot of benefits, and then they're become persecuted by their government. And it's got to stop. AIDS patients are being persecuted. People with PTSD are being persecuted. Millions of people went to jail since you went to the White House, President Obama. 5 million people have gone to jail since you were in the White House. Can we say it, everybody? Repeat after me. 5 million people.
5 million people.
Have gone to jail.
Have gone to jail.
For marijuana.
For marijuana.
Mostly for possession.
Mostly for possession.
Since you became president.
Since you became president.
It is unacceptable.
It is unacceptable.
To the vast majority of Americans.
To the vast majority of Americans.
And we stand here today.
And we stand here today.
To call on you for the 100th time.
To call on you for the 100th time.
Legalize marijuana.
Legalize marijuana.
All right, thank you. I'm going to introduce Dana Beal, who's standing to my right. He's going to speak, and then we're going to have a number of speakers after that, and we'll continue to die in.
Hi. My name is Dana Beal, and we've been doing smoke-ins in this location for about 46 years. The first one was when Richard Nixon called the hard hat legions to come down and beat up the hippies. You remember, there were some hard hats. They called them Reagan Democrats later. And they decided to beat up the anti-war protesters down on Wall Street. It was a lot like Donald Trump's play today, which is, if you disagree with these people, they just may beat you up. But we called their bluff. Me and A.J. Weberman brought, I think, about 2.5 pounds of pot pre-rolled into joints in cigarette cartons down to the Washington Monument. And when we broke them out, it seemed like there was really nobody around. But all of a sudden, there was a huge crowd. When we broke out the green pot. Then the word came that they were arresting people down by the reflecting pool. So we headed down to the reflecting pool, and there was a line of cops blocking on either side of the reflecting pool. And at the bottom of the Lincoln Memorial, there was Billy Graham and Reverend McIntyre and some pro-war people, but there were no hard hats at all. This is a bunch of church people in heavy black clothing in 100 degree weather, and we're all like already no shirt, paint shorts, and we just hopped into the reflecting pool and bypassed the cops and marched down the reflecting pool saying, 1, 2, 3, 4, we don't want your fucking war. 2, 4, 6, 8, organize to smash the state. And the entire hard hat legion project disappeared like the mirage that it was. And yeah, they tear gassed us. So we came back and they tear gassed us again. And you know, this is in the middle of the anti-war era. People were used to getting tear gassed. So about the third time, there were all these people setting up blankets to sit there and watch the fireworks. This is the 4th of July, Dave. And they had to stop tear gassing people because they would tear gas the tourists. You can't tear gas the tourists. That's bad. So that was the first smoke-in. And I just want to make the point that the pot smokers from the time we went out in the first smoke-in in 1967 and said, we're tired of living in fear. And we're going to manifest. We're going to get a couple hundred people here smoking weed. And let them see if they really want to arrest us if it's not the middle of the night in the traffic stop. And guess what? It's been a protest movement ever since. And by and large, people don't get arrested when they come out. So the gay people did it. The black people did it. And they're trying to convince us that if the pot people do it, somehow it's a bad idea. Well, I want to say that Keith Stroop and Ethan Nadelman are wrong, and that Adam and Dana are right. Smoke-ins are a good idea, and they should happen more frequently, not less frequently. Right? I was going to say a lot of other things, you know, about the future under Hillary Clinton, which is, I guess it'll be, you know, like 2 degrees more conservative than Obama.
That's Dana Beal speaking in front of the White House for the DCMJ protests. They're still taking place in front of a very tense White House. There was a shooting earlier today near the White House, and the Secret Service have blocked off Pennsylvania Avenue and all of Lafayette Park. But when we come back, we've got Lauren and Mickey talking about the Adult Use of Marijuana Act. Stick around.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Earn your PhD in THC monetization with CannabisRadio.com. Don't be late.
Dr. Dabber, hurry. Its temperature is shooting past 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's burning up.
I'm afraid for this little guy, it's just too late.
What caused the problem?
Only Dr. Dabber can maintain the perfect temperature for a smooth-tasting, slower burn. This standard vaporizer lost all of its health benefits, sending it up in smoke.
So you're telling me that most vapor pens burn so hot they produce smoke, not vapor?
Correct. Keep away from those standard vaporizer pens and turn to Dr. Dabber. Doctor's orders.
Less heat? More flavor.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
I hope everybody's got their vape pen handy, or their pipe, or their bong, or whatever you use to do your medicine.
But you don't. Important. It's not a requirement. You don't have to be high for this show.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
I don't know who you're talking to. You have to be high to do anything. At least I do. I don't know about you. In fact, I've been high so long that being straight is another high.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
You're not high. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
And if standing for the Constitution make you a wacko bird, then I am a very, very proud wacko bird.
Okay, maybe you're high too.
With over 6 years of experience in the industry, New Era CPAs is one of the nation's leading cannabis accounting firms, helping hundreds of growers, dispensaries, and ancillary companies with their tax, legal, and business strategies. New Era CPAs offices cover the West Coast from Seattle to San Diego, and their skilled team is always available to help you take your business to the next level. Visit NewEraCPAs.com for more info and set up a consultation. Welcome to the New Era.
We must wage what I have called total war against public enemy number one.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
That marijuana, pot, grass, whatever you want to call it, is probably the most dangerous drug.
Some think there won't be room for them in jail. We'll make room.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it and didn't inhale.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Radical Rant.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Time for the Radical Rant, and usually I'm the one ranting about the need to pass marijuana legalization in California, but today I bring in a tag team to help me out. We've got Lauren Vasquez and Mickey Norris on the line. Lauren, can you hear me okay?
We can, yes. Hi, Russ.
Fantastic.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad to have both.
We also have Chris Conrad in the room.
What's that?
We also have Chris Conrad in the room.
Oh, Chris is... Oh, hi, Chris. So we've got three heavy hitters here for the Adult Use of Marijuana Act. Let me start with Lauren. Lauren, you've been working with this this committee for a while, and it's looking like you've got plenty of signatures to make the ballot. What are some of the hurdles that still stand in the way?
Well, we just got to get our signatures counted. That's the real issue right now as far as getting on the ballot. The state is doing the validity check. And, you know, that's why you bring in far more than the minimum required. So they're going through that process for a few more weeks, and then they will validate the signatures, and we will be given a ballot initiative title and summary, and we'll have our initiative number, and then we will begin the real work of the campaign.
Now, some of the basics of the Adult Use of Marijuana Act, let me go to Chris Conrad for this. Just give him the thumbnail of, you know, what becomes legal, what are we going to be able to do, what's happening when we pass this law?
Well, what it does is a series of different things. It protects our current medical marijuana laws. It legalizes adult possession, transportation, and sharing of 1 ounce of bud or 8 ounces of concentrate and 6 plants per household for adults over 21, that is. And the other thing it does is it creates a regulatory system with a tax base that then the taxes are directed to do specific things like cleaning the environment and helping out communities that have been harmed by the drug war, et cetera. It retains, it's not a repeal law, it's a legalization law. And so it downgrades some the remaining criminal penalties, but it doesn't completely eliminate them. And then it restores industrial hemp.
So let me take this to Mickey now, because, you know, Chris just mentioned that it protects the current medical law. But what I read online from people that are just terrified of the Adult Use of Marijuana Act, they seem to believe that it's going to decimate Prop 215. Can you address the how adult use works with Prop 215?
Well, it doesn't really address medical, except that it protects it. In various places in the initiative, it says specifically that it does not impact laws pertaining to Prop 215 in various sections of the initiative. But it does expand some of the rights of medical marijuana in terms of being able to protect patients who have children against CPS intrusions or in family court custody battles. And it allows patients to be exempt from sales taxes on it if they go to a store and buy it. And it gives us all the adult rights. So whoever's being protected under adult use is going to be protected under medical use as well, except that medical marijuana patients still retain their rights to under Prop 215, which enables them to grow a reasonable amount associated with their need, at least in terms of their defense in court, because The medical is just a limited immunity defense. It's not really a legalization of medical use, whereas the Adult Use of Marijuana Act is a legal legalization in terms that it makes some things absolutely legal, no criminal penalties whatsoever.
And if I could just add in there, Russ, a lot of that that you're catching, the feedback about people who are afraid of it, is because they don't know what the current laws are. They think that we have these rights to do a lot of different things under SB 420, the collective defense, but the legislature ended that collective defense. And so as of the next couple of years, all these rights that people are afraid they're going to lose, they're going to go away, and what we're going to have instead is either a system where you're either licensed or you're a felon, or else ALMA, which extends a lot of protections that otherwise they won't have. So that fear is completely misplaced.
Well, I think what some people on the West Coast, though, would point to, just to play devil's advocate here, is in 2012, Washington's I-502 campaign said it's not going to affect medical at all. Next thing they know, they lost most of their dispensaries and their possession limits got cut. In Oregon, in Measure 91, we wrote three times not to affect the Oregon medical marijuana program. Next thing we know, they're changing our plant limits and a lot of the other respects of the medical program. So I think there's people in California that look at the past two election cycles on the West Coast and heard promises it won't change medical, but our fear still have the fear that it will.
Well, this is Lauren here. On that issue, in California, we have constitutional protections. If voters pass an initiative, that initiative can only be changed by voters unless it says otherwise. Prop 215 doesn't say otherwise, and the legislature is not allowed to amend it. And we have many court cases explicitly stating this. When the state proclaims that we can have 8 ounces and that was a limit, the court said, no, that's a guideline. You can have more because Prop 215 says you can. And so up to this point, Prop 215 has not been amended by the legislature. And ALMA, as a ballot initiative, explicitly declares that it in no way amends Prop 215 as well. And it prohibits the legislature from doing further so explicitly as well. So there is no way that Prop 215 and the details of that can be changed. One issue, though, is that there's not much detail in Prop 215, and a lot came afterwards in Senate Bill 420 and the collective system. And this is what is changing, but that was changed by the MMRSA, the new Medical Marijuana Regulation Safety Act. ALMA really is just addressing adult non-medical use. And so the only addressing of patients is to say that the law cannot be changed to grant parental rights to patients, to grant tax exemption for patients, and to cap the medical marijuana patient ID card fee at $100. Mm. In any other way, it does not affect medical use of marijuana. Except it also does expand it in terms of if a local city or county has a complete ban on personal cultivation, ALMA does not, it overturns that. In fact, it makes it so that the cities and counties cannot have a complete ban, that people will be able to, at minimum, cultivate 6 plants in their enclosed, indoors or in an enclosed space like a greenhouse. And if a county or a city allows outdoor cultivation, then they'll be able to do that as well. Currently, cities and counties can completely ban it, and so patients are left with nothing. This will give them something.
So,
and I think that the main difference between what happened in Washington here is that Washington did not have a regulated system in place. Here in California, last year, the legislature created a regulated system, and that's protected as well as proposition rights and so forth. So I think we're avoiding one of the hurdles that hit Washington by, I believe this is almost constructed to avoid that specific problem. Let me say it that way.
So is this a situation then where some of the people that are worried about these changes in medical are misplacing their rage, that really it's MMRSA that's making these changes, not ALMA?
Yeah, not only that, but a lot of these people don't know what their rights are under medical. All the medical marijuana laws in California do is give you a defense once you've been arrested and taken to court. It doesn't give people the rights. ALMA gives people the right to cultivate. And it creates the privilege of selling it in the non-medical market as well. Currently, under MRSA, you couldn't get a license under the Medical Marijuana Regulation and Safety Act And so this is going to extend that you don't have to be part of that program. It's going to be saving actually a lot of problems because it gets away to it gets rid of the requirement that you have to use a distributor, which people think is going to jack up the price of medical marijuana under MRSA. And it also creates micro business licenses where people can get, instead of having to get separate licenses and not being able to work on multiple levels at once, there's one license that will let you go from production, processing, wholesale, retail, and distribution, and on-site consumption, all with one license. That doesn't exist under MRSA, but it will exist under ALMA.
So would it be fair to say that the current patient who's got a recommendation that's allowing them to grow 99 plants and possess a pound is still going to be able to have 99 plants and possess a pound, and the patients in some place like Fresno who can't grow at all will now be able to grow?
Well, 99 plants is not actually a factor in California law. That's one of the areas of confusion. Patients can have what they need. That's probably not going to be 99 plants, but if it's more than six as allowed in ALMA, then they're allowed to have that many. The 99 plant thing has caused a lot of confusion and been kind of an issue that's caused some exploitation of both growers and patients, and a source of a lot of the confusion. So under SB420, you can grow what other patients need. If they need five plants, that's five. If it's 20, that's 20.
Okay.
But there is no outright 99 plants allowed per patient or per collective member.
All right, hold on, guys, just a second. We're coming up against the end of the hour. We're going to take you into the next hour, so stay on hold. We'll be right back with Mickey and Chris and Lauren. I'm Radical Russ for Cannabis Radio. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.